year, Fostering North Yorkshire looks after around 340 children and are currently actively looking for foster carers. Particularly at this time of year, family time is key. As we approach a new year, perhaps it's the time to think about new starts. Teenagers, asylum seekers without anyone to take care of them, and disabled children need help, and there's the chance that you could provide it.
My name's Martin Kelly, I'm the Head of Service for Placement Resources in North Yorkshire County Council.
Hiya, and I'm Alan Tucker, I'm the Registered Manager for Fostering in North Yorkshire.
It's always a difficult time for young people, so Christmas is obviously a time for families. It reminds young people of the families that they're not with, perhaps. We're always looking for foster carers throughout the year, certainly foster carers for very specific groups that we find difficult to recruit to.
When it comes to matching foster carers with those that need fostering, it's the older children and teenagers who are one of the groups most in need. But there can be so many positive outcomes from taking a teenager into your home.
There's huge rewards in fostering teenagers, and certainly the foster carers that are already fostering many teenagers across North Yorkshire tell us what fantastic rewards they get. We've got a scheme called Staying Put in North Yorkshire, so there's many young people that stay put with a foster carer post 18. We've got many very successful care leavers who've gone on to university and done incredibly well, and much of that's down to the support of the foster carers that have looked after them, for some for many years.
Now, we all know that teenagers can be tough. I mean, let's face it, most of us have all been one. So it would be fair to say that they do come with challenges.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there can be times when everyone's teenagers can be kind of a challenge, and that's kind of where we're at with this. But actually, Martin's correct, the rewards can be fantastic, actually. It might take a bit of time. I mean, it might take a bit of time to get to know someone and actually for that reward to come through. But we're constantly working at actually, yeah, there is a misconception here. And, I mean, clearly, people who become foster carers, we give them some good grounding, we give them some good training, we prepare the way for them, we support them, and actually, when people are staying with them, they don't just get left in isolation. They have regular visits from a supervising social worker and other training events, and they can link up with the foster carers. There's all sorts of ways that support can be managed and maintained.
Tying into caring for teenagers, the No Wrong Door scheme allows young adults to have a permanent place of residence, allowing the transition into adulthood that bit easier.
The No Wrong Door scheme works with a combination of foster carers, a children's home, and a range of different agencies. So we have support within the No Wrong Door scheme of the police. We have a clinical psychologist, a speech and language therapist, and they work as a team. That includes the foster carer. So they work as a professional team to perhaps give some very specialist support to some of the young people that have had perhaps more challenging times as they've gone through the care system. I think for me, for many of those young people, and I've worked with those young people for many years, there's nothing more powerful than developing a relationship with a child who, over time, once they know that they're in a stable placement and a stable home, their behaviour simply disappears. You know, they get gradually, and it can take a considerable amount of time, but you can guarantee that a stable home can do a range of things that are going to make better some of the difficult early starts that some children have had.
We talk about sometimes that foster carers are fantastic agents for change, and it's this thing about that they're not perhaps therapists, but what they offer is a therapeutic process for the child. Actually does manage, the young person does evolve into a young adult who's actually very socially aware, very good in society, and there's a way forward. So we work really hard at that agents for change idea.
And another area that North Yorkshire Fostering is recruiting for is for asylum seekers. We've all heard in the news recently about groups of children fleeing from their homes, and in far too many cases end up making it to their destination without their family. And it's these children that need help.
We're part of a national transfer scheme, so unaccompanied asylum seekers that are being transferred from perhaps other authorities down south. We're wanting to support those asylum seekers and make sure they have a welcome in North Yorkshire and across the Yorkshire and Humber region. So we're looking for foster carers that can support an unaccompanied asylum seeker in their home, as well as people who can provide a supported lodging environment, which is slightly different for perhaps older teenagers of 16 plus. Again, it's incredibly rewarding. We see young people that have been through journeys of often 2 to 3 years travelling across Europe, eventually landing in England, and very quickly learning English, going very quickly into school and mainstream school, And again, from a supported base, that works so much better. But we do need foster carers to come forward who are specifically interested in wanting to foster an unaccompanied asylum seeker.
But when it comes to taking in an asylum seeker, what differences can be expected compared to fostering children from within North Yorkshire?
There is some difference, I think, than offering a teenager that's perhaps been through an abusive experience to a young person that's perhaps travelled from a different country. We have some people who come forward who are very keen on wanting to foster unaccompanied asylum seekers, but perhaps not other teenagers, and vice versa. So we really want to see foster carers come in all shapes and sizes, that nobody should rule themselves out.
It's quite traditional, actually, in that it's perhaps less Christmas, but certainly into the new year, and people thinking about their sort of resolutions. I suspect they've had maybe a break from work and a bit of reflection time as a family, but we do always see a renewed interest, which is really nice and nice to see and welcome. Certainly in January, we would expect probably more people making inquiries with us, and we'd love that to happen again this year, please. That'd be really helpful.
Disabled children are also looking for foster carers, and in the same way as teenagers and asylum seeker children, they also come in all shapes and sizes, and helping to take care of them can be hugely rewarding. Often taking the form of short breaks, giving their family some time, and the child the chance to learn new things from new people.
North Yorkshire also supports a lot of families with disabled children, and that's perhaps less so at Christmas, actually, because those children will still be living with their families, but the way we support those families is to actually give the main carers a break sometimes, and the children, young people, go and stay with a foster carer just for a weekend, a month, or maybe a bit more frequently than that. So actually, again, we're looking for all sorts of people, and people with experience who would like to give a bit of time to care for a disabled child, to help a family. In a way, short breaks is a bit more flexible, because actually the least we ask of people for that is literally, if you can do a weekend a month, that's enough for us. That's brilliant.
If you're interested in helping North Yorkshire fostering, Martin and Alan can let you know how to get in touch.
They need to have a look on the North Yorkshire County Council website and just search for fostering. There's some videos on there, so some short videos of other foster carers and their stories. There's two things that they can do. There's a phone number on there. They can phone us directly and they'll get a very quick response and talk through what fostering is like in more detail. Or there's a very short form that they can fill in, and again, we'll be in touch very quickly.